said I'm to cleave to you, Captain Reynolds. My name is Saffron, and I'm your wife. I can't believe the Elder didn't tell you. Mr. Reynolds, sir, that was your agreement with Elder Gammon because he had no gold or livestock to pay you with. I don't please you? I'm sorry that I shame you. It is sure that we are wed. I laid the wreath on you, declaring your sovereignty over me. I belong to you. Please, you don't know my world. I lived my life in the maiden house, waiting for a husband. I've seen my sisters sent off with ugly men, vicious men, blubberous men. Men with habits too unspeakable to mention, and I've cried for those girls. Oh, thank you. Do you know, I cried last night too. I cried because you were so kind and so perfect, and you've just proved that. Even if it is only for a short time, I will be a woman and wed. I will serve you these 5 days as a proper wife should. I will tell you what that means. I see my naked body pleases you. I do know my Bible, sir. On the night of their betrothal, the wife shall open to the man as the furrow to the plow, and he shall work in her, in and again, till she brings him to his full, and rest him then upon the sweat of her breasts. Oh, I swell to think of you in me, and I'll take your leave to be bold. I want this. I'm not knowing much besides kissing. You will have to show me. Kiss more of you? As you wish. Let me get your clothes off you. You have a fine body, Captain. And this that will be inside me. Oh, I want to touch it. How does this feel? Is there something else I could do? My mouth. I've heard of that, but how does that feel, husband? This is making me swell even more. You too, I reckon. I'll try for you, my sovereign. Just put it right in here and move, I see, up and down. This is kind of fun. And I love that my body can please you in so many ways. Don't you want to enter me? Then let me lead you to the bed.
Come, my husband.
And let me bring you to your full.
Oh, you're strong. Oh, I can take it. To make this better. Was I properly pleasing? Well, I too am properly pleased. Can we go again? After an hour or so. It's a good thing I cooked you such a good dinner then. Serve you faithfully and with all my heart for 5 days. Then you can leave me at the next port and think no more of me. Oh, they will be glorious days, as good as this one, I promise.